This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hello, and welcome back to Betch Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Samantha.
And
here we are.
Here we are. It's been an eventful week for politics and Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, I feel like that's always the theme. It's always an eventful week in politics and Donald Trump and then the Kardashians.
I feel like the top news stories for the year are like Ariel Winter, the Kardashians, and Donald Trump.
Yeah, definitely. Ariel Winter number one, of course.
Maybe it's just me. When I go on Snapchat and they're like those like Discover things, I always see like the Daily Mail one first, and it's always Ariel Winter. It's like they have a special reporter just to comment on her outfits, but it's like her outfits are like very like
just like Kylie Jenner's.
They're just like Kylie Jenner's. They're like kind of scandalous. Yeah. They're a little.
I think they're more just inappropriate for the time she wears them, which is more like if she like the things she wears are not skankier, let's be honest, than what other people wear.
No, I agree. She's just wearing them to like go
the wrong place.
Like, I don't know. There's also like something about her. She just like can't really pull it off. Maybe
I think it's
that
she like,
has like this vibe. That, I mean, I guess because she's like this nerdy girl from Modern Family.
Right.
She and can't she's like trying off. Too hard.
I agree. Right. It's like you took it too far. Like just dress a little less slutty.
It's like with the with Kylie Jenner, I feel like that's just her essence. That's just like who she was raised to be. And that's like her like.
Right.
There's something about like her that would feel weird in like not those clothes.
Right. And with Ariel Winter, it's the opposite. Seriously, this is a compliment. It means that you don't look like a skank deep down inside, Ariel. So please reconsider your wardrobe.
Yeah. But again, if you want to dress skanky, that's totally okay too. You?
It's just better to be a skank if you are a skank at heart.
If you have that essence. It's more like just dressing for your body. There's just something like some disconnect, I feel like, between like. Who I feel like she, I mean, I don't know her, so like,
it's not about what she wears as much as like the fact that it doesn't seem to match who she, like her.
Right, but maybe she is like that. We don't know her.
Yeah, but like, why would the Daily Mail have a whole report? Like, why would people care so much about it? I don't know. I don't watch Snapchat Discover page because it's like Snapchat and you know how I feel about
it. Right, but it's like, okay, so it's like, yeah, it's like Daily Mail articles about her. And like, part of me wants to be like, it's enough. Like, I don't care. Like, I get it. She dresses
skanky. She obviously drives traffic.
But, another part of me like always clicks it. So.
Right. Do you think there's like maybe guys are into it? Like.
I don't know.
Maybe there's like a whole section of Ariel Winter skank porn.
She has like this. I mean, she's not that famous, I guess. Maybe this is actually helping her publicity, I guess.
I don't know. I agree. That's why it's weird. Yeah, but it's like not because then she's not going to be able to land roles that are like not skanky.
Right. But I don't think she has that, you know what I mean? Like there's like a certain thing about.
Skanky to me.
Okay. Obviously, we don't know her, but there's a certain thing about having like a star quality. And like part of your star quality is like the kind of like thing that you embody and what people want to cast you for.
Right. Like
and she's like trying to fight it, but it's not
right.
I'm not feeling it.
Right. Like Megan Fox can pull off looking skanky, but
right. If Megan Fox started wearing like prairie dresses, I'd be like, that's also like, there seems like a disconnect. Like this isn't, you're not going like to get those roles. You're like, just never going to get them.
Like, you know, when Emrata was in Gone Girl and she was like, went up to make the speech and she was wearing like, a little collar and she
right
and what's her name
makes that
goes like she looks like a Mennonite or something. I like obviously googled Mennonite after that, but yeah, that's what it is. It's like this girl who like is normally wearing nothing is like suddenly dressed like a prairie girl,
right? And I guess
like
it's
a prairie
opposite.
Girl from the 1800s, not like a Halloween slutty prairie girl. It's a good costume though.
It is a good costume. Halloween's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's the opposite kind of vibe for her. I don't really get it, but like,
wait, why are we talking? See, it's funny because we started talking about how like no one cares about her. We just spent 4 minutes on her.
I love her. I don't love her. I find like her whole thing intriguing. I find like the fact that she's getting so much press over just like really just dressing.
Existing.
Like that, like very interesting because it's also like it's not like she dressed. You would think the press would have gotten used to it by now, but
right.
Like there's so many continuous articles being like, look what Ariel Winter is wearing now. It's like, it's
maybe
still a
they're
thing.
Still doing it because it's driving traffic. Maybe we should write what Ariel Winter is wearing, guys. If you're curious, if you want to hear our commentary on a regular basis on what Ariel Winter is wearing, please email us at slapped@betches.com and we will deliver on that.
Please do.
Jordana obviously is very up to date.
I know all of her outfits. I know what she's wearing grocery shopping. I know what she's wearing to her boyfriend's birthday at Tao. Oh. Who's much older than her. Anyway. Today isn't about Ariel. It's about Kylie.
Yeah. Right. So I think that this whole thing is just like so weird, and like me, I don't think there's gonna be a baby, like, for what, however it plays out. Like, I feel like
there's gotta be a baby because she's supposedly 5 months, 4 or 5 months pregnant, months pregnant.
But she's not. Like, did you see her Instagram from like 2 days
ago? Yeah, but it was like that. She's definitely still, that was like a sliver of her side, and she's 20, so she obviously carries amazing. You're supposed to have a baby like at 20.
Right, right. Maybe she carries amazing, but that doesn't mean she's not like gonna have a stomach.
She's not that pregnant. I think she could still be like, you could not show until you're like 5-6 months easily, especially
imagine
if you, like,
Kylie was like one of the pregnancies that like they didn't know they were pregnant until they had the baby. Like, that would have been a good
I could
plot.
Also see that happening, or I could also see her like maybe like thinking she's pregnant.
Yes,
like,
that's actually what I mean.
And she's like not.
Right, that's exactly
she
what
actually
I mean.
Just had a large dinner.
Right, that's exactly what I mean. I don't think there's really going to be a baby, like, whatever way they find out of this. But I do not see in 5 to 10 months Kylie Jenner having a child. But then again, I didn't see Donald Trump being president. So,
but here's the
I
thing,
don't
though,
know anything,
why,
apparently.
Why wouldn't Kylie have the baby?
Because I don't think there, like, is really a baby. Like, I think this
whole
thing
is fake. But
I'm saying,
like, why wouldn't, what's, like, why wouldn't she have a baby?
I just don't think this thing is real. Like, Kylie Jenner is not going to have a baby with Travis Scott. Like, I just don't
that's
think
what,
it's
that's what we
happen.
All thought when the with the Caitlyn Jenner transitioning thing.
No. I believed that.
I never
right
thought
away.
That was actually happening.
I thought that was happening. Because he was, like, where they was, there were, like, paparazzi pictures of him wearing nail polish. And, like, that's not something that he's going to fake.
I don't know. That's what one might say about Kylie and her pregnancy.
I just think she's not. Yeah, but that would have to mean she actually is pregnant, which means her birth control didn't work. And like, how common
maybe
is that?
Can you see her being like very strict about her birth control, or like very responsible in general?
I think that like it's pretty easy to like take. Maybe she has an IUD. Like I feel like she has her birthing situation under control.
Well, no, maybe she wanted it.
What?
Maybe she wanted a baby.
With
I could see her being like, oh my God, a baby would
dating
look
for
so
2 minutes.
Cute.
Yeah. Right, right. And then she could name a whole lip line after.
She was probably like,
baby.
Oh my God, wouldn't it be so cute if we had a baby? I'm just like, not. I'm just going to go.
With this guy? It wouldn't be with this guy. It would be with Tyga.
No. Tyga is too complicated. He has like a kid right, with her brother.
Right.
Like,
fine. But why would it be with this guy who's been dating for 2 minutes?
The bigger PR stunt would have been her having Tyga's baby. That would have been like a whole family tree. Like,
that would have been crazy.
Crazy amount of shit going on. That I would love
right,
to see. This is not that interesting to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but like she's been dating this guy for like a minute. Like who, like why? Why would this be the baby?
Because she can. I think that's really the answer. There's no real consequences to her having the baby besides like making some more
money. Except the baby.
She has, well, yeah, she's, you don't think she's not going to take care of that.
Well, no, what I mean is the baby will suffer. She doesn't care.
I mean, she probably doesn't think of the baby. I'm sure she doesn't have like vast knowledge of child psychology. I'm sure she's like, I'll get a four.
It doesn't really require psychology. She knows how she feels.
She's probably like, oh, it'll be fun. Like, I'll take care of it. It'll be great. And like, I'll have these nannies who will like take care of it at night and change all their diapers.
No, but she knows that her family situation's messed up. Like, she's talked about it in interviews. Like, she, I think, is like aware that she's not really like that happy. Like, and that she's kind of like messed up. So, I don't know. Maybe she thought that
would make her like happier
having a baby.
Yeah, like channeling her energy into having this child. And like,
it's really hard for me to put myself in the shoes of a person who thinks that having a baby to cure my sadness would make me happier.
I think that's a lot more people than you think. I think that's a lot of people.
If anything, if I were unhappy, that's like the worst time to have a baby because now you have all this annoying shit to deal with.
But, like, she's not going to have to deal with any of that annoying shit is, like, what you have to remember. Like, she's special case. She's not, like, like a random friend of ours gets pregnant. Like, she's not going to have to do any of the annoying shit for this baby. All she's going to really have to do is, like, play with it. And, like, when she feels like it.
Right, but, like,
like, whatever. She has so much money. She has her own house and she, like, right. Multi-million dollar house and she's 20.
Right, right. I guess maybe that, like, I can't, like...
Like, you think of her
I'm
as 20,
too rational about
but she's
it.
Like, she's like celebrity 20 when you've been famous your whole life, which is not really
which
20.
Which is like 35.
It's not the same thing.
Right. Right. I get it. I get that she's not thinking like in any sort of like concrete or like smart way about this. Like, you know what I mean? She's thinking like, she's not thinking. She's only thinking about like, She's like a 12-year-old who says that they're going to like walk their family's dog.
I also think she's like a robot. I think she also like maybe she got pregnant by accident. She wasn't trying that hard not to get pregnant, but she like wasn't trying to get pregnant.
I would love to see the episodes where she's freaking out. Well, that's about, like, really not getting her period.
Then it's a really good PR stunt.
Yeah, it is.
And I feel sure, like, I feel like she went to Chris and Chris was like, we're going to spin this into like something really lucrative and like just have the baby. Like, we'll take care of it. It's fine.
Oh, my God. How do you think Chloe feels? Poor Chloe.
She should give it to Chloe.
She's the only one who should actually be like taking care of a kid.
She should. Yeah, she should. Maybe she'll give it to Chloe.
You don't just pass babies around amongst siblings. You but could. Maybe they do. I don't know.
Like a bit, they feel like they all could live together and like raise the baby together as like a family.
But they all have different houses. How would that work?
I'd have to get poorer and be forced to live together.
It's just, like, so fucked up. So I just feel like, when will this all end? Like, can they go away? Please go away.
Never. I think I'm excited to see, like, the tell-all movie.
Movie?
I'd be interested in knowing, like, what's really going on.
But I don't think we can ever know that until we're, like, 60 and, like, there's, like...
I'll wait.
You'll That's fine. Wait. I'll wait. Yeah, stick around. Stick around and wait to find it. Maybe there'll be like a tell-all, not movie, but like a book that's like really well researched, like a journalist did it to see what was like.
There's
going to
be so much shit on them that I feel like one of the things that come out will be like very authentic.
I also feel like there will be college courses on them.
It's possible. They are a very large force in the media.
It's scary. They need to leave.
Okay. Can you explain what's going on with this football player thing and Trump?
I can definitely explain that. Okay. So about like
how did it all start?
Okay. It started like a year ago when the quarterback of like the 49ers, am I right, Shelby? Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick.
We're not good at sports here.
Yeah. This is like very basic. He started kneeling during the national anthem to protest police brutality. And like in response to like Black Lives Matter or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he was like at first the only one doing this. And then like over time, as this becomes more of an issue, like more players have started doing it. Like not a ton though. It wasn't a ton of players. Like it was maybe like 8, I think, like up until this whole Trump thing happened. Mm-hmm. And basically nothing happened to like the guy who did it. But the next season, like this current season, he doesn't have a team. So he's not playing because no one wanted him because it was like none of the owners wanted him because it was like controversial that he was kneeling.
Okay, but so he doesn't have a job right now.
No. But more players have started doing it. And then this past weekend, Trump, out of like nowhere, he was at an Alabama, he was doing a rally like for a senator who was running for re-election, I think, in Alabama. And basically he started going off on the fact that he basically said first he said like something which is also not getting a lot of attention, but is really dumb, which is saying that he thinks that like there should be fewer penalties for violence in football, which is crazy when you have these like players who are literally going senile at age 35 or 40.
You mean like the players who are like beating the shit out of their wives?
No. The players on the that guy like died in jail who beat like Aaron Hernandez. Right. Went to jail. He died and they looked at his brain after and he was like a 40-year-old guy with like the brain damage and like senility of like a 60-year-old or something.
What did he do?
He was a football player.
No, what did he kill someone?
I think he killed someone. Yeah. He killed someone, Shelby. Okay. Yeah. We have a guy, our producer here, telling us what to do, telling us if we're right. So he shot people. He shot.
Okay.
People or person? Person? Probably. Two. Right. Okay. So he was obviously violent, but it was also, they're saying like it was due to like the fact that he had severe brain damage because all these football players are literally killing themselves by getting repeated head traumas.
Right. I mean, to be fair, they do agree and get paid a lot of money to do that.
Sure. But they could change the rules. Whatever. That was the first thing Trump said, that the game should basically be more violent, even though they're finding all of this stuff out like recently. That's the first thing he said. Then he said, he was like, I wish that more of the owners in the NFL would get these sons of bitches off the field for kneeling and for disrespecting our flag. Meaning like anyone who kneels is disrespecting the flag, aka they're really protesting police brutality and they're in support of that. But Trump calls them sons of bitches and says the owners should fire them.
Okay.
So what that actually led to was this past Sunday and yesterday, more people were kneeling, like 100 players or more were kneeling during the national anthems of their games.
Yeah, that I read about.
So this made everyone like want to kneel more.
Sucks for that guy who doesn't have a job.
Honestly, it sucks now, but like I think I think in 10 years he'll be like Rosa Parks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he'll be, like, that kind of guy.
Killing it.
Like, everyone will remember him. They're not going to remember, like, the hundreds of people who did it. So Trump, even though right now we have North Korea, which thinks that we declared war on them, and we have Puerto Rico, which is completely underwater, or not underwater, but just set back, like, 30 years. You have all this shit going on, and Trump is, like, tweeting about the NFL. And so, basically, all the owners, a lot of them are, like, his donors are, like, pissed at him, and it's just a very controversial thing.
So what about this, the like the Curry thing where he like said he couldn't is it Steph Curry?
I thought it was Steve Curry.
I feel like it's right? They call him Shelby. His real name is Steven, right?
I assume.
Whatever.
Whatever.
So we're huge sports fans here. We're about to start a sports podcast.
Yeah, just kidding. Yeah, just wait. So they are the NBA champions, Shelby, right? Yeah, Steph Curry. Like,
yeah,
is
I've
on
heard
the
about him. His daughter's
team.
Cute. He's got,
Everyone loves his daughter. Or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Right. Everyone loves Steph Curry. So basically, Trump said like. Or Steph Curry said he wasn't sure he wanted to go to the White House after this NFL thing.
Oh, right. And then Trump disinvites all
of
them.
And then Trump disinvited him. And then Steph Curry said, like, he threatened to disinvite him. And then Steph Curry said, like, I'm not coming. Like, I'm really not coming.
Right.
So, yeah, that was. But, yeah, apparently Steph Curry is, like, people really like him.
Yeah, he's a big deal. Yeah. So I hear.
Right.
So Trump's not doing well with the sports.
No. Does he look like a man who's doing well with the sports?
With the sports? No, yeah. He's not doing. Do you think he has like a fantasy draft?
No, he doesn't.
Do you think anything has to do with like he has certain players in the fantasy draft and he's trying to fuck up their games?
He was like the first president who like refused to fill out, like, I don't know if it was the first, but who refused to fill out a March Madness bracket.
It's not March Madness yet.
It was in March.
Oh, yeah. He was still president.
Yeah.
And I keep forgetting when the election was.
Yeah. So he only plays golf.
Got it. But yeah. Like, I think this thing is really just indicative of the larger issue, which is still at play, which is like you have like him saying what he like these like Southern like white nationalist leaning people want to hear, which is that like the big like media, like sports and entertainment, all that shit is like there's someone who's going to like not just kiss their ass, which I mean, like. I'm a big fan of the media and like I don't care about sports, but like actresses and like those award shows. It's just like it's just funny because like all the people who are like constantly standing up to him in those things, but like all the people who are listening to them like already like agree with them.
Right, but his approval rating will never go above like 40%. Like maybe it'll go to 40% max. So like he has a very strong following of like 30 to 40% of the people, but like that's not the majority of the country. The majority of the country is like this.
Do you think those people regret voting for him?
No, they do. They are the opposite. They'll just keep defending him. The people who voted for him, there's like nothing he can do. Maybe he turned off some of the people in the middle.
So I'm saying if it's only 30 to 40% of people, like how did he get elected?
The Russians stole the. No, I'm dead serious. Like. Yeah, I probably sound like a conspiracy theorist, but like the Russians actually there is like evidence that they sold ads to Facebook, like propaganda ads to Facebook. Mm-hmm. So and Mark Zuckerberg's going to turn them over soon to like Robert Mueller, who's heading the investigation. And also they like there's now evidence that 21 states their voting registration systems were at least attempted to be hacked by the Russians. So like I think they're still figuring out exactly what effect the Russians had on the election, but like I don't think it's inconsequential because like there was all this polling and they're saying the polling, the Trump people are saying the polling was wrong, but like was the polling wrong? Like it seems that it was impacted by things other than like the pure numbers. And also Hillary Clinton did win the popular vote by 3 million votes.
Right.
It's like that's a lot of people. Like hopefully, in a country where not everyone votes.
Hopefully we just like are able to overturn this shit in 2020. It's sort of getting closer.
No, 2018 so that they can
they can get rid of him?
If they like flip the house in 2018, they could definitely impeach him.
2018 is pretty soon.
Right. Well, 2018 November. Yeah. To like a year.
Right. That's still like not that far. We can do it. Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it. Speaking of politics, like in general, guys should follow the SUP. It is our news vertical. Basically, we have an email newsletter that comes out 3 times a week.
You can sign up at betches.co/SUP.
/SUP sign up.
Oh.
Yeah. betches.co/SUP sign up. That's all S-U-P. One word. Yeah, SUP as in like, what's up? And also, you should follow us on Instagram at betches_sup, where you can watch really funny videos and find really funny memes and like kind of know what's going on. And like, honestly, we really do explain what's going on, but just like less scary than if you were to watch CNN.
Yeah, it's chill like this.
Yeah, like this.
And we're not going to yell.
Yeah, we're not going to yell. Like, at least not at each other because we agree. And also, we are starting a live talk show on Instagram and Facebook in a few months, so keep your eyes out for that.
Check
the Betches
sup. Okay, let's do a couple Dear Betches.
Dear Betches.
Oh, I just have a lot of feelings.
I'll read the first one.
Oh man, yeah, go.
Dear Betches, I love the podcast. Makes my commute and cardio hours so much better. I just listened to a few that were aired during the Slayer Pay campaign, which brings me to my issue. I am a recent college graduate, and I'm lucky enough to have found a job. During my last semester, I was placed into an internship, which I loved, and everyone seemed to think that I walk on water, which I do. During my last week of the internship, my supervisor offered me a part-time job to basically do the same things I've been doing during my internship. I gladly accepted, and I've been working here since April. This meant a lot to me because my supervisor essentially created this job just so that I could stay. I love all my coworkers, and they seem to love me. They always joke about me not being allowed to have a resume because I'm never leaving and things like that. But the problem is that I'm in search of a full-time job with benefits and a larger salary. I've talked to my mother about this, we're very close, and she keeps asking me if they mean for this position to be temporary or long-term, and my dad has pointed out that if there are cost cut, my position will be the first to go. They are worriers, but that is another issue for another day. My boyfriend has been very supportive of this position and seems to think that they will eventually make me a full-time employee, which is what frequently happens at his company, a larger corporation. I've looked around at other jobs in my field that offer full-time, but nothing serious because I would feel guilty about leaving this company so soon after they created this job for me. Do you think that I will eventually be made a full-time employee, or should I take my talents elsewhere? Sincerely, part-time betch. I think this is like a...
We can't say what they'll do because we don't know them.
Right. I think this is like a very clear example of like, you just gotta ask.
Yeah, ask. Or like, yeah, definitely
like,
ask.
It doesn't sound like you've even asked.
Maybe they're not going to give like a straight answer. Yeah, you should definitely ask, number one. If you ask and you don't get like a straight up answer or a clear answer, maybe keep working there and keep looking at the same time. Like, there's no, like, having your job and staying there will only benefit you.
Right.
Like,
but I think the best and easiest solution here is to, and I think people are, especially people who are like new to a job or just out of college, don't feel like they have any right to ask or any pull. But it's like, you have the right to ask anything you want. If someone can say no or they can't afford to hire you full time. But like, for all you know, like they could just like not even know that you're interested in a full time job.
I think they know.
I don't necessarily know that. I mean, they're giving her a part-time job. If she hasn't asked for anything more, what makes them think that she even wants something more full-time? If they value you as much as it seems like they do, what you can say is like, listen, I love it here. I love my coworkers. I love the work. I think I'm really good at it. And I want to keep working for you, but I need benefits and I need a full-time job. And I think that I can increase what I'm doing for you in this capacity if you give me a full-time job, and it'll be mutually beneficial for both of us.
Yeah, that sounds like great advice.
Yeah, and if they say no, or they're vague, be like, I need a straight answer by whatever date.
Yeah.
And then if they don't, then don't feel guilty about taking another job because you're giving them the opportunity to hire you.
Right, yeah. Definitely don't feel guilty just because they, like you. Like, that doesn't, you know, pay your rent.
Right. So. It's not personal. It's business.
Exactly.
Right, do you want to read the second one?
Yes. Dear Betches, you all are badasses. I've read both books, I'm a loyal podcast listener, and as a writer myself, I'm even more obsessed with your Betch Batch recaps. Thank you. You answered a would you rather of mine a few weeks ago, so I figured why not ask for some advice regarding a possible Bumble fuckboy. We matched back in August, have been casually texting on and off to make plans to meet up, but have both had to reschedule due to work, etc., bullshit, etc. Anyway, fast forward to last Friday, and we finally had a date. I'm talking reservations, tapas bar, Friday night kind of date. Dinner was perfect. He was hot AF, paid for the check, which was over $100, oops, and suggested we go to another place for drinks. Side note, I'm pulling a bit of a Corinne. Oh, sorry, my thing. Here, taking anxiety medicine, aka blackout, after 3 drinks. After the second bar, I have no recollection, but woke up Saturday morning with a hot bumble boy in my bed. I'm assuming we had a great time, but no sex. Morning was chill, not awkward. We had a casual make out, then parted both ways. Now 3 days later in radio silence. How do I salvage the situation? XX blackout bumble batch. I don't think you can like or should salvage it. But
I think
like,
you can, like, okay, if you had a good time and you're interested in seeing them again, I think doesn't hurt to just text and say that.
Right, but there's not much you can do to, like, if he's really not into it.
No, I agree. I think I'm saying, like, maybe, it. Like, there's a reason he hasn't texted. If you are interested in seeing him again, why not text him and be like, hey, like, had a good time. Was wondering if you wanted to go out again.
It sounds weird, actually. Like, your portrayal of the date sounds really good. But then again, he could be doing
He could
that.
Also just, like, not be looking for anything serious or just looking to have a fun night. Like, I don't think it necessarily even means, like, he wasn't into you. Like, maybe he's just, like, trying to, like,
get around
a lot of people and, like, have fun nights. And, like, there's nothing wrong with that. But, like, the issue is never, like, oh, like, you slept with them too soon. They're going to judge you for sleeping with you too soon. I think the issue is that you sleep with them and you get more invested before you have a chance to figure out what they're looking for or how they feel about you apart from the sex. So then you can't, like, separate them and be, like, was it the sex or was it, like... doesn't like me. It's like if you do it too soon, it's hard to figure out the difference. If you like get to know someone more, you get a better idea of like who they're looking for what they're looking for, like what their deal is. Like it sounds like you only had one date, so I wouldn't like beat yourself up about it or anything. And I would definitely like if you're interested in seeing him again, you've nothing to lose by just texting him.
Right. It's not like
and like worst case scenario, he's like had a good time too, like not looking for anything serious, or he doesn't answer, which is like very mature, and you don't want to date him anyway,
right? And those are very annoying things, but those are not like that horrible if they happen.
Exactly,
it was just one time.
And I also think that like finding that out and then being like a little hurt for like a few minutes or maybe like a day max, probably if someone because you only had one date, you
I
don't
would
even
say
know
recovery
him.
Time. Is
you
like
might not
a
even
day
like
or
him.
Two.
Yeah, let's say you have a day or like a shitty day or two. You know what? You know, at least.
Yeah, it's better that you know than that you wonder or that like he keeps doing this and then you find out later after you're like even more attached and had more good times. So
I find the best thing to do is just to like be honest and then like it might not always work out for you, but at least you can like know and move on.
Yeah, right. It's true. You always get ultimately you get better things with being honest and like forthcoming.
Agreed. I think for both of these dear wretches, the answer is...
Just ask.
Just ask. Just be honest. And either way, it won't be that big of a deal.
Right. True.
And if you have any other questions that you want us to answer, advice questions, or suggestions for Would You Rather, or any other games, please email us at slapped@betches.com.
Yay. Let's play some games. Okay. Yay.
These games are from Gretchen from St. Louis.
Ooh. Gretchen.
Thanks so much for sending them in. Do you want to...
Yeah. Hey, Betches. Been a consistent fan since the list. I probably read Betches.com essentially every night since 2013 and loving the podcast. That said, I have some Would You Rathers on which I'd love to hear your thoughts, especially number one. She's a loyal fan. Okay, one. Would you rather have to have sex with your boyfriend partner every single night of the year, even when you're not turned on, or only get to have sex 3 times a year? Same boyfriend partner in both scenarios. Probably every night.
I think the every night. Although, like, it might be like the kind of thing where, like, you
three
it sounds like better, like, in theory, but then, like, in practice, it's actually kind of annoying.
Maybe when you're 55 or 60, it's you only want to do it 3 times a year. But like,
no, I think depending on your age, I think we would all say that the former one
is
but
better.
I'm
you
trying
might get
to
bored.
What if you like don't feel well at all?
I don't know. Just deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's in theory, like, it sounds like the first one, but like, I can imagine like that getting kind of annoying.
Yeah. But how annoying would it be to only have 3 times a
That's
year?
True. That might be, that might be more worse. Annoying.
Yeah. Cause you just be like, this would be terrible.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with
the first one.
The first one too. But I can foresee that also.
Yeah. Hard. I think that that's the point of the game. It's supposed to be hard to decide.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Would you rather date a vampire or be a vampire?
date?
I would rather
date. I guess date a vampire because you get to like experience like cool vampire shit, but not actually have to like never
be
die.
The vampire. Yeah,
right. I don't like the idea
of being alive forever.
Yeah,
I'm not into that.
Or like not being able to go in the sun. You know, I love the sun.
Yeah. Oh my god, Jordana is like a fiend.
Having to be pale for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a vampire. Rather date one. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like in that
if you don't like it, you can just break up with them.
Did you watch True Blood?
Yes.
That like with sex you. Scene where she has sex with the vampire was so hot.
Right. That's like what I'm thinking about right. in this question. I wouldn't want to be the one yeah, being the vampire.
Kind of easy.
Yeah. True Blood I liked in the beginning and then I got bored.
Okay. Would you rather have a super successful, satisfying professional life and a wonderful husband, but never be able to have children, even adoption, or be a socioeconomically disadvantaged single mother, unhappy with her career, but with healthy children?
Definitely the first one.
Same.
So
kids
much.
Are overrated.
No,
I definitely want kids.
Here's the thing. But you may have healthy children, but you are not, maybe if you're like this unhappy person because you don't have like the resources you mean and you spend most of your days being upset.
Yeah.
Because you hate your job.
It's basically would you rather be happy or unhappy.
Right. It sounds like that. Yeah. You really want to have, wait, you can't even adopt. That sucks. But
you could surround yourself with children without having them.
I think honestly, if someone wants to have kids and they can't have it, it's very painful. That's what I hear.
I agree. It's definitely very painful.
Ask but Kylie. Like,
it's probably very painful, but I think at the same time, it's like you can find ways to like incorporate children into your life without them being yours.
I think that that probably is more painful if you can't have kids, seeing other people's kids.
Well, maybe do you want kids because you love kids?
I mean, I don't think people have to love kids to really want, in general, to really want their own kids.
I feel like they should want love kids in general.
You don't have to love other kids to want your own kids. And
I feel like
mom.
You should love being around kids. Cause
you don't have to want to be around every kid. Some kids are annoying. Some kids are fun.
What if you have an annoying kid?
It's your kid. So you're going to
your annoying ass kid.
Yeah, you deal with it. Yeah, you deal with it. I'm definitely of the first because... Also, if I were, like, in the second position, I had healthy children, I would just be endlessly in fear of losing my healthy children or that one of them becomes unhealthy.
Yeah, it's, like, the only thing you got going.
Yeah, I would be.
What if your healthy kids are mad annoying?
Yeah.
It's, like, kind of lose-lose.
It should say healthy, non-annoying children.
Okay.
I don't know. My mom is, like, one of those people who just, like, thinks that, like, her kids are just, like... Like, just sure, everything could be bad, and she has her kids.
That's what they say about motherhood, but, like, I can't
imagine
that.
My mom really, truly believes that.
I know people who truly believe that. That's beautiful.
And I'm an annoying kid.
Yeah, that's true. You definitely were an annoying kid.
No, I was a great kid when I was a kid, but, like, now I'm an annoying kid.
I was such a good kid. Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
I wish I could raise me.
Yeah, so... Okay.
Let's do one more. Let's do two more. Would you rather be super rich but have everyone think you're poor, or everyone think you're rich but you're actually super poor?
I would rather be super rich and everyone think I'm poor.
Yeah.
Who cares what people think of your...
Well, it reminds me of this story I once read of this guy who lived in this, like, dilapidated house in Staten Island. Mm-hmm. And he died and they, like, found out he, like, had so much fucking money, but he just, like, never spent any of it.
Okay.
But, like, what's the point of having the money if you can't really, like...
Because here's the thing. If you have the money and you're choosing not to spend it, then, like, obviously you don't care.
Right. I guess if you're poor and you're spending a lot, that also sounds stressful. Because, like...
Yeah, I would hate everyone think I'm rich. I would much rather be rich and everyone think I'm poor. Who cares what they think?
That's true. Okay. Shoot, fuck, marry. Or rather, shoot, be your mom or be your BFF. Kris Jenner, Kylie, and Kourtney.
I would want Kourtney to be my mom.
Okay.
I would want
Kris Jenner
to be my BFF.
And you're going to shoot Kylie.
She loves her friends. Haven't you seen the video?
Kris Jenner loves her friends.
I love my, she has like a whole video. Oh my God. You have to look it up.
Kris Jenner scares the
shit
out of me.
She makes a music video.
I feel like she's like, seems like all like normal, but she's actually a psychopath.
Right. No, she definitely is a psychopath. You have to Google this video. Like, it's, she's like in a convertible, like singing like about how much she loves her friends. Like, they go to like this restaurant and they go to like, they go shopping and they go to Bible study. And this is like,
she goes to Bible study?
She used to. That's when she was a holy woman. When her name was like, just worships herself.
What's her grandmother's name? Like Chris Mary Kardashian. Mary Kate or MJ. MJ.
MJ.
What does that stand for?
Mary Jane. Probably. But
Kris Jenner's definitely seen some shit.
You need to Google.
I want to find it. I don't really care about the Kardashians. I want to see about like the life of Kris Jenner.
Me too. Especially with all that like OJ Simpson stuff. But yeah, you should definitely Google the video. Everyone should Google it. It's a must see.
Yes. And on that note, please email us if you have any other games that you'd like us to play. Email us at slapped@betches.com and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.